Downtown Troy sits less than 10 miles south of Union City. A handful of shops sit on West Brook Street, including a hardware store, bakery, fitness center, and Outside Inn. Inside, three women are busy stitching at sewing machines and slicing apart old t-shirts, making new clothes out of the discarded items. Meanwhile, owner Lee Ellen Smith welcomes customers and volunteers, wearing a new t-shirt emblazoned with the shop's name. Smith started this small clothing line in response to the high unemployment rates in Obion County that have been well above the national average since Union City's Goodyear tire plant closed in 2011.
When the job market is all of a sudden flooded with very capable, skilled, responsible employees, then the people whose skills are not as good, like the target population I had already felt a need to work with.
She means those who lack adequate education, live with disabilities, or struggle with an addiction.
Have to compete with those folks for jobs, then their situation becomes very drastic and very dire all of a sudden.
I have been with Lee Ellen since day two.
Meredith Brown is Outside Inn's longest serving employee. The tall, blue-eyed blonde had another career before coming to the nonprofit.
What were you doing before this came along?
But like many of the women working here, she didn't want to explain what led her to this job. In starting the nonprofit, Smith wanted to create an environment that gave people not only a new job, but also the skills for future jobs. Smith also set some of her own guidelines for her employees.
You don't use four-letter words and those kinds of things.
While Smith outlines the basics of working for Outside Inn, the employees cut t-shirts into pieces and turn them into dresses, skirts, and tunics. Smith says the idea is to take rags most see as worthless and turn them into new clothing and accessories.
If we get a shirt in that has a few problems, and we all have problems, so we understand problems. We take those and we give them a little extra TLC in the form of a tie-dyeing treatment. It's a little bit of a metaphor for what we do because we take something that's not perfect and has a little bit of brokenness to it and make something really neat out of it.
Each piece of clothing costs about $50, but everything at Outside Inn comes in pairs. The Wear One, Share One policy means that every person who buys a piece of clothing chooses a second piece for free to give to someone else like a friend, sister, or cousin. Smith says one of the hottest items is Meredith Brown's tank dress.
And hard to keep them made up.
Smith is making almost enough money through sales to break even, which is about $2,500 a month. The rest of her income for wages and overhead comes from donations and grants. One such grant from the Northwest Tennessee Entrepreneur Center paid Smith's workers' first wages, but Smith doesn't consider herself an entrepreneur.
I'd rather refer to myself as a mompreneur because that really is what I am.
Smith has four children, three adult sons, and an adopted 12-year-old girl from China. Her daughter is often the model in many of the shop's photos. Outside Inn's workers stand around a makeshift cutting table that was actually made for ping pong. Employee Jessica Lyon stands at the corner of the table slicing t-shirts around a plastic pattern template. Before working at Outside Inn, she lived with her grandfather and did odd jobs. After just a few months at the clothing shop, Lyon says it doesn't even feel like work.
It's like a time for fun and enjoyment with others and really getting to know everybody. It's not like something I dread doing. It's a part of who I am.
While Lyon cuts up t-shirts, a mother and her two daughters visiting Troy from Chicago stopped in to pick up clothing they ordered earlier that week. The family left after saying the shop might soon have a box of old t-shirts straight from the Windy City. For WKMS News, I'm Whitney Jones.